Chapter 11
Trials and Errors.
That was Cromwell with his border collie Ripley, the announcer pony bellowed into the microphone, all the way from Vancouver.
The ponies in the bleachers whistled and hooted, waving little flags showing their support for the farm ponies and their pups. Cromwell, a gray earth pony stallion wearing a newsboy cap and a plaid vest, looked satisfied as he trotted off the field with his happy brown dog. Their routine had been simple, but perfectly executed. Both Applejack and Fluttershy were starting to feel the pressure.
Do y'all think he did better than Cousin Brayburn and Little Albus, or Spring Song with that fluffy white pooch pearl?
Applejack asked, looking at her program. There were only a few minutes left before her turn. Last up would be Fluttershy and Angel.
Spring Song and Pearl had great style, but I think the team to beat is that pony Corral and his dog Scout, Rarity enthused. Did you see those backflips she did in a circle to round up the flock? Très magnifique.
It's called the Flip Pup Loop, Twilight nodded in agreement. She held up a dusty old book with a sheep on the cover. And according to this book on the history of sheepdog trials in Trotland and Bales, it's a maneuver that's hardly ever attempted in competition based on its difficulty factor of 11.5.
Well, the bleeding heart is a 12, said Applejack proudly. Winona wagged her tail. We got this, girl!
Every pony, please welcome Applejack and her dog, Winona!
Woohoo!
Cheered Pinkie Pie, still wearing her chicken costume.
I mean, cluck, cluck!
You can do it, darlings,
shouted Rarity, waving a sparkling flag with an apple on it.
Complete all your elements correctly, Twilight giggled, holding up the book. It says the elements are the most important part.
Yay,
said Fluttershy as loud as she could. Over the next 15 minutes, Winona darted and dashed. Applejack called and corralled. The dog and pony swerved through the sheep to create amazing lines and shapes. Applejack read the flock perfectly, calling out commands and staying quiet when she needed to. When there was just 1 minute left on the clock, the whole audience held their breath as Winona wound around the flock, molding the fluffy sheep into a perfect heart shape. Then Winona barked 3 times, and the whole flock let out one big baa together.
I don't believe it, the announcer shouted into the microphone. The bleating heart! No pony in the history of Winnieland Herding Association has ever performed this element.
He laughed in wonder.
Now I've really seen it all, fillies and gentle colts.
Little did he know, he was about to see something else equally unbelievable, in the form of a shy yellow Pegasus and a tiny white bunny who were taking the center of the field. Fluttershy trotted down the line of tiny ewes and gave little words of encouragement to each one.
You're going to be great. Have fun. I love you.
When she got to the front of the flock, she turned to the whole group.
I just want to say that no matter what happens out there, I'm proud of all of you.
She brushed her pink mane away from her face and looked to Angel, who was jumping up and down with anticipation. He was ready to go.
Especially you, my sweet little guy. I'm lucky to have such a talented bunny like you as a friend.
She nuzzled his face. Their moment was interrupted by the music signaling the next contestant. The announcer's voice echoed through the speakers.
And last but not least, Fluttershy and Angel Bunny from Ponyville!
Fluttershy looked to her friends one last time. They gave her reassuring nods, and Rainbow Dash pushed her out onto the field.
Don't forget to smile!
Shrieked Pinkie Pie. The meek yellow Pegasus bit her lip as she trotted out, wondering what the reaction might be when the crowd realized Angel wasn't a sheepdog. The small bunny hopped out after her with his pink nose held high. He adjusted his blue vest and turned to the audience.
Angel gave a deep bow with a flourish and took his place across the field from the scattered, prismatic herd of tiny crystal ewes. A wave of whispers and a rustling of papers rolled through the crowd. The ponies checked their programs in confusion.
"Wow! Would you ponies look at that?" the announcer marveled. "It appears we have a fine furry friends fair first. A bunny is going to herd sheep. Miniature crystal ewes at that."
The audience erupted in laughter. Fluttershy started to shake. She felt like flying straight off the field and back into the tent. But a second later, the whistle blew, and Angel looked to her for a command. It was showtime.
"I can do this," she told herself, "for Angel."
"Way to me, bunny,"
whispered Fluttershy, pointing her hoof at the flock. More laughter came from the stands. Angel nodded and darted off toward the sheep. Fluttershy had never seen him look so happy in his life. From that point on, it was easy. Fluttershy trotted and smiled, calling out to Angel.
"Steady,"
she commanded.
"Hop up."
The tiny crystal ewes sparkled in the sunlight as they ran around the field, following the lead of their unlikely herding team. And the audience grew more and more quiet as they watched the bunny leap and hop his way to a beautiful finish, penning the 8 tiny ewes in the custom gates in a perfect 2x2 arrangement. The buzzer sounded, signaling their time was up.
"Folks, have you ever seen anything so astonishing?"
the announcer bellowed in his deep voice.
"Give a round of applause for Fluttershy and Angel, the amazing sheep-herding bunny rabbit!"
Every pony's jaw was still practically on the ground from shock. It was almost a full minute of silence before the ponies began cheering and stomping their hooves on the ground in appreciation of the little bunny and his pony.
And that concludes the 28th Annual Winnieland Herding Competition. What a finish!
Fluttershy grinned. This rush was better than riding the radical rain boom.
"We did it!"
Fluttershy hugged Angel Bunny and swung him around.
"See, you're the most special, talented bunny ever. Not because you did the routine perfectly, but because you followed what was in your heart and didn't let any pony stop you from achieving your goal."
Fluttershy knelt down to him.
"I think that's what makes you the best bunny of all."
Angel smiled wide. "Thank you, Fluttershy."